Taking a look now at adult daycare programs in Wisconsin, Diana Brown, our guest by phone today, Vice President of Programs and Services for NEW, or New Curative Rehabilitation, Inc., in Green Bay. This is a nonprofit agency, provides services for the elderly and individuals with disabilities, including adult day programs. They have a total of five programs in Northeast Wisconsin, three of which provide services specifically for individuals with all forms of dementia. So really pleased to have her with us by phone. It's been nearly 30 years since she developed an adult day program in Northeast Wisconsin. She's been instrumental in assisting other agencies in creating their own services. And last year, she was given the Ruth Von Baron Award by the National Adult Day Services Association. It's the highest national honor that can be bestowed upon an individual for recognition of their personal achievements and a commitment in the field of adult day services. So really pleased to have her with us today. You may have some questions about adult daycare, maybe for yourself or maybe for parents or grandparents. Those kinds of issues come up as well. We certainly invite your questions and comments. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. The other way to do it is to email us, and the email address is talk@wpr.org. And give us a call, send us an email. We'll be glad to get you on. Diana Brown, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you, Larry. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we seem to have more and more people being diagnosed with dementia, and many at earlier ages. I know researchers at Johns Hopkins Institute predict that about 1 in 85 people are expected to have the disease within the 40 years. Many caregivers don't know where to turn for support. And I guess that's why we're fortunate to have these kinds of daycare programs in Wisconsin. Diana?
I think that our adult daycare programs has really been especially helpful to families who are caring for somebody with Alzheimer's or another dementia. It just seems to fit really well for that group and for the families using those programs.
And how many programs do we have around the state?
There's about 100 programs in Wisconsin. Now, not all of them would specialize in dementia care, but I would say most of them do serve people with dementia.
And when we think about adult day services, there's a pretty broad range of services that can be provided.
Right. There's a couple different models. It can be anything from like a social program that could be run in a church or in a community center out in the community somewhere, where basically you're providing a group setting for people to come to during the day, and you're not offering like any kind of heavy-duty care like nursing or any real skilled care. There's also centers who offer a whole array of services, from nursing to bathing, certainly nutrition. Therapies are available at a lot of centers. So you're going to see that vary from community to community. Most larger cities would have a number of adult daycare programs, so you'd have a number of options. You get in the rural areas, and it's going to be a little more of a general model where you're going to see smaller populations, so they're not able to have the whole array of services that maybe some of the other centers could have.
Yeah. And then overall, who uses these services?
Well, it's pretty much adults. It can be adults of any age. We tend to see, I know we here in Green Bay have been seeing a lot more people with Alzheimer's because we do have three centers that specialize in that. So that's been most of our referrals are coming for that. You will see people that have had a stroke and maybe need just a little bit of help during the day. You might see someone who is maybe just socially isolated and wants to get out once or twice a week to be with other people. So it's really, people come to us for a variety of reasons, but for the most part, because they would need some assistance during the day.
And I guess when we talk about assistance during the day for the individual, probably it provides assistance for the families as well.
That's one of the real benefits of adult daycare, is that relief or respite that the family caregiver gets. They can feel comfortable and secure that their family member is being taken care of, that they're hopefully having a good time, because we do have a lot of great programs and activities, and then they can either do things at home that they need to do, take a break, or for working families, they can go to work. We have quite a few people that bring their mother or father here and then go to work and then pick them up at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's a huge benefit. I know that because my mother had Alzheimer's and went to the adult daycare, and she really enjoyed it. She had a wonderful time, in the stage that she happened to be in at the time. It was a great joy for her to go, but also a great relief to my sister, who was really the primary caretaker for her.
Right. Some people really do take to it well. I can't say that everybody does or that this is the answer for everybody, but if the older person or the person using the daycare is generally a pretty social person, you know, you get to make friends, you get to kind of look forward to going someplace several times a week, and it almost becomes like an extended family. The staff that work in the adult day center really get to know that person well. They get to know our staff well. And generally, when somebody comes into adult daycare, they're usually with us for a couple of years. So the average length of stay is over 2 years. So we really do get to know the family and the person quite well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, give us a call with your questions or maybe your own experiences that you or your family members may have had with adult daycare. We'd certainly like to hear about that as well. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us, and the email address is talk@wpr.org. I know the center that my mom went to, there was a lot of just activities. She loved to dance and she loved music, so there was a lot of that, and there were some games and so forth. But maybe you could talk a little bit more about some of the other kinds of services that are provided by an adult day care center.
Well, most centers would provide assistance with personal care. By that I mean if somebody needs some assistance in maybe using the restroom, or maybe they would need just a standby assistance or somebody to help them with that. Generally, all adult day centers would do that. We offer bathing, a whirlpool bath, and showers, and that you're not going to find everywhere, but many, many centers will have that. Most centers offer some type of transportation assistance, where we can arrange for transportation to get that person here and back from home. We have a hair care. We have a beautician that comes in. We can get hair care taken care of. And, of course, all the activities. We have exercise programs, activities, entertainment. And we let our participants also help us out by telling us what they would like to see. And I think things like dine-ins or going out to eat occasionally, things like that are really popular.
Oh, that I would bet that they would be. Again, you could give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or send us an email at talk@wpr.org, and we'd be happy to hear from you. I'm wondering, you know, there's always a question about what's the quality of the service or the center? Are there some regulations involved with adult day services?
The regulations vary from state to state, so there's no real national regulation. But in Wisconsin, we do have state certification, which is oversight by the state of Wisconsin Bureau of Licensing. And centers don't have to be certified, but most centers you will find are going to be certified. And they will come in and they do spot checks and make sure we have proper staffing and make sure that, you know, everything's safe and that we do our fire drills and things like that. So there is oversight there. But I think for family members, if you're looking for a center, it's really good to look around a little bit, maybe go and spend some time at the center, see for yourself what happens during the day. And I think that's the best way to really judge the quality of the center is to go there.
Let's take some calls. John in Pound is up first here. John, hi. Thank you for calling.
I'm diagnosed with PTSD. I've had symptoms for 40 years with it. I'm a retired career military, active duty, but I'm 70 now. And just wondering the likelihood of increasing a possibility of getting Alzheimer's, is it greater, or that other disease, is it greater because you've got PTSD?
Diane?
I am not, like, trained in that area very well, so I really don't know if I can answer that question. You know, if I was a doctor or physician or something, I guess I'd feel a little more comfortable. But I guess I would refer you to the Alzheimer's Association of Greater Wisconsin. And they can be found at, I don't know if you have internet capability or you could give them a call, but they're at alzgw.org.
alzgw.org. And then if you don't have access to the web, what about a phone number? We can look that up.
Yeah, we can look that up.
We'll look that up. And John, yeah, John, stay listening.
I have it right here. 1-800-272-3900.
1-800-272-3900. 272-3900. Thank you very much for calling, John. Appreciate it. Diana Brown is our guest today, Vice President of Programs and Services for the Northeast Wisconsin Curative Rehabilitation, Inc. in Green Bay. Our guest here as we talk adult daycare programs in Wisconsin on the Ideas Network. Taking a look now at adult daycare programs in Wisconsin. Larry Mueller here, my guest by way of phone. Diana Brown, Vice President of Programs and Services for NEW Curative Rehabilitation in Green Bay. It's a nonprofit agency providing a variety of services for elderly and individuals with disabilities, including day programs. And she's been very instrumental in assisting many agencies in creating their own program. She's been working at this for 30 years. Last year, she won the Ruth Von Baron Award by the National Adult Day Services Association. That's the highest national honor that an individual can receive for their personal achievements and commitment in the field of adult day services. So we're really pleased to have her with us. And if you have a question about programs, what are those programs like? How do you get involved in them? Give us a call at, or maybe an experience, too, that you could share. We'd like to hear that, too. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. And Betty in Green Bay has been waiting a little while. So let's go to Betty. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Sure.
What's on your mind?
Well, we've been thrown into a situation where my mother-in-law has been taken care of by her husband, and he had a stroke, and now she is in the early stages of Alzheimer's, and we're not sure that she should be alone or how much she should, how often she should be alone or how many hours. But we have actually been referred to curative by some people, and I was wondering about the costs, if they're a daily cost or if they're on a sliding scale, if they're per request, like if you want transportation or bathing or how that works.
Sure, I can explain that. We're very lucky in Brown County, and I assume they live in Brown County. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. We're really lucky in Brown County that our county helps support the adult day centers. So in Brown County, we don't actually charge a fee for the program. We ask for a donation.
Oh.
And the donation is $20 a day, and families can give, you know, that whole amount if they can afford it, or give whatever they can afford.
My goodness, that's very reasonable.
Yeah, it's really a huge, huge help to our program.
What is considered a day?
A day is as long as you want to make it. Our longest day, we open at 7 in the morning, and we are open till 5:30. So 10 and a half hours would be our longest day. But people can come anytime during that time period. So if you wanted to say 9 to 3 or 8 to 4, or even a shorter day, that would be just fine. Generally, if you would need transportation, if you would need us to arrange it, we work with our local Red Cross, and there is a fee for that, and that would be $4 a day for that transportation.
That one way?
That would be both. That would be round trip.
Well, this is really reasonable.
It is.
Yes.
It's very reasonable.
Yeah, we're very unique, actually, in the whole nation, in that we have such great collaboration and community support that we can really make it affordable for virtually anybody.
And right now, they're not so worried about finances, except that my biggest concern is that this is a very brilliant woman in her day, and she needs to be left with her dignity, and she would not. And some days she's more coherent, of course, than others, and sometimes during each day. But she would not want to be thinking she was going into an adult daycare. Is there some transition way that they could make her feel like she's there to assist someone or to just socialize? Or
yes, we do all of that. In fact, the way we generally start somebody out would be we would have one of our intake workers come and visit the person in your home. Or if you want to, you can come to the center. But usually in the home works better.
Yes.
In their environment, we explain the program. And then that person helps to make that transition into the day center. So that first time the person comes to the day center, they're going to see that person. We will try to learn as much as we can about her strengths and what she likes to do in order to make that first day successful, but you're right, it can be a transition, and it might take a little bit of time to have her feel comfortable. We do know that the more often somebody attends, the better that whole transition works out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some research out there that says that if you don't attend at least 3 days a week, you don't get as much of a therapeutic value of being.
And also, she'd feel more like they're friends there.
Right. You don't get like that connection feeling. You don't get that feeling where you really belong. And so most researchers are now saying the more days per week, the better.
Yeah.
And we're open Monday through Friday.
I mean, I know that when her husband was still in the home, they were still trying to play bridge, although I can't even, with other couples, I can't even imagine how. Do they have things like that going on?
I don't think we have anybody playing bridge right now, but we have some card game activities and a lot of different activities that would really, you know, have her using her mind.
That's real important, I think.
Yeah. What you would need to do is when you do start this process of getting her enrolled in the program, we have three different program choices for you. So be sure you look at all three, because sometimes a smaller group is better for some people. Some people like more of an active group. So each group kind of has its own personality.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, you know, you can kind of feel it right away when you see the program. So it isn't that it's going to take you a lot of time to look at those options. But
brochure on the three programs.
Yeah, I think they're worth looking at.
Yeah, and is this the place for you to give me the number of the local curative or phone number?
Yeah, well, you're talking to us right now, so
right.
If you want to call us back and make a referral,
mm-hmm.
You can call 468-1161.
Okay.
And then ask for the intake department.
Okay.
And they should be able to take care of you right away.
And you're out by the mental health center, right?
Right. We do have a West Side Green Bay location.
Oh.
And then we have two programs here in the building for people with Alzheimer's, and then one larger group for a more kind of a more generic type of program.
They're in Alloway, so either way, it's going to be a distance for them
to get there.
But at least I have some more information, which I really appreciate.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. And Rich in Green Bay, we turn to you next. Rich, hello.
Well, hello, and Diana, Rich Langan here.
Hello, Rich.
Long time no see.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in. Are you going to ask me a hard question?
Oh, I'm going to ask you a real difficult one. Larry, I have to assure you and your previous caller, Betty, that I know from personal experience that Diana's group does an excellent job with adult daycare services locally. I mean, there's none better here in Green Bay. But, Diana, what I want to ask is that all of a sudden a family member needs your type of service, and maybe they're not in Green Bay. You know, maybe they're wherever else this radio broadcast booms out to. What would you say is probably the best advisor for the family?
I would say if you're in Wisconsin, the best contact would be the Wisconsin Adult Day Services Association, and they can be reached at WADSA.org. Also, if you're a long-distance caregiver, and maybe you have somebody who's living in another state, if that's the case, there's a National Adult Day Services group called NADSA, N-A-D-S-A, and that's also .org, and they have can locate centers throughout the country for you. Now, I do have to say that not all counties in Wisconsin have adult day centers, so sometimes we have to be a little creative in trying to help somebody, but most of the larger communities do, and we're getting some new centers developing throughout the state. There's, like I said, there's about 100 centers in Wisconsin.
Hmm.
Okay, how about like your Alzheimer's Association? Would that be a resource also?
That would also be a resource because we have, the Alzheimer's Association has staff who are out in all different communities in Wisconsin. And earlier on the show, we did give out the Alzheimer's Greater Wisconsin .org, or you can contact, if you're in the Milwaukee area, you can contact the Southeastern Wisconsin chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, or if you're in the Madison area, you can contact the South Central Wisconsin chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry, do you need all those call letters? Or
we actually, I think people, for the most part, we might take the time to go through that. But actually, if people go to their local phone book, where would they look? They'd look under
Alzheimer's Association.
Alzheimer's Association. That's probably the easiest way to do it. Rich, I thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Carol in Waukesha up next. Carol, hi to you.
I just want to widen the scope a little bit. I am, as you know, from Waukesha and move away from Green Bay. I had the privilege of serving on the board for the Caring Place in Waukesha, which is a small adult daycare. And I guess the thing that I wanted to say was to encourage anybody who's thinking about placing a family member in this kind of facility to really look into it seriously. Every time I walked into the door of the Caring Place, I was surrounded by warmth. And I have to give a lot of credit to the caregivers, the people who were there, the activity assistants. They were all, I think, genuinely concerned, genuinely caring with our clients. The Caring Place offers a full range of services. We do not offer the transportation service, although I think that may be able to be arranged through another facility through Waukesha County, and unfortunately don't have the wonderful funding that Green Bay has.
No.
I would agree with you, though. Most adult day centers you're going to find are genuinely caring people, very good environments. I know our state surveyors always tell us how wonderful, you know, we don't get many complaints at all about adult day centers because they are run so well, and And they really are an incredible place to be. And I think sometimes people think of us as like child care or kind of as a negative kind of stigma, and that really isn't true.
So that's my little plug, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Carol, thank you so much. Appreciate it very much. I had an email from Anita who wonders, well, she says, my father has Alzheimer's. We're wondering about the progression of the disease. Diana, you said a person can use the center for, or uses the center for about 2 years on average.
Right.
What is the next stage after daycare, and what points, you know, and what points to the need to stop the daycare?
As I said, the average length of stay is about 2.5 years. We have had people with us for well over 8, 9, 10 years. So it really depends on the individual as they progress through the disease. Some people progress fairly rapidly, and some people it's a more slow progression. So generally, the adult daycare staff can generally provide care longer than that family member can at home, because we are a staff. We have lots of people to help us, where that family member is generally on their own or has limited help at home. So usually the decision to stop using adult daycare is made by the family because they are having too much difficulty at home. And sometimes we do lose people to nursing homes, and comes a time where a nursing home is needed, and that's fine. But generally, as long as that family wants to keep that family member at home, the adult daycare can accommodate, and we can really take people into pretty late stages of the disease.
Let's turn to Carrie. By the way, we have some open lines, so we can get you on at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your question or comment. We've had some nice comments, too. Email us at talk@wpr.org. And Carrie in Green Bay, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I don't know Diana as well as I do most of the people in the staff, but I actually have a brother and two sisters. Our mother had a stroke, actually, on her last day of work about 5 years ago now. But in the last 4 years, she spent much of her time with the people in this whole program. And I have to say, daycare is a tricky word combination to use. But as far as an adult assistance program, this has been a wonderful experience for her. She lost her vision, has some word-finding issues, and obviously some issues with the aging side of things. But as far as the assistance, there's a great interaction with other adults. It's obviously assistance that we receive. I can say right now it's of great benefits. There are meals that are served depending upon the time frame that you're there. The hours for a given day, all very good, works very well for all of us. A great variety of programs. I think the staff that we've met in all different facets of the program have been very flexible in regards to each individual adult's needs. They obviously work with the groups. Our mother's been in both the larger groups and the smaller groups, and I do think that some fit better than others, but in any case, all of the people that on the staff have been wonderful. It is a very good opportunity for a lot of people. We four all have families and jobs, and this has allowed our mother to still be able to stay at home and still be able to carry on with life. She very much enjoys the routine. That would be one other thing I would suggest to anybody who's interested in a program like this. It's very important to stay in a routine, and there are things that they become very accustomed to. So I don't know if that, I guess I don't have a question for Diana because they've always answered all of ours, but it's, I would just like to recommend anybody who's wondering if this would fit, just to check it out. I think it would be very much worth your while.
Oh, thanks for calling. Diana, a comment from you.
I agree. He made some really good points that I would echo. Establishing that routine and getting that person involved on a consistent basis really leads to success. It leads to our staff getting to know that person better, and that person getting to know us and having that trust. So I appreciate everything he said. And I think you'll find this not only at our center, but across the country, adult daycare is really a good option.
Yeah. Thank you, Carrie, very much. Appreciate your call. I like that routine comment because I think it really is helpful to get people into a routine like that, especially a routine that's a very positive routine for the person. You mentioned earlier three choices for groups. Can you expand on that a little bit more and talk about that, Diana? What
the three choices we have here? Or
sure, maybe what you have and then what you might know about other daycares.
Yeah, we have three different dementia-specific adult daycare programs here in Brown County. Our newest program is on the west side of Green Bay, and actually it's the old post office on Western Avenue that was renovated. And we have 30 people a day that come to that center. And basically it's a design where we have, for every six participants, we have at least one staff member, and that's the part of the state guidelines that I mentioned earlier. Actually, the state requires an 8-to-1 ratio. And within that center, we have the activities. They're open 7 to 5:30. We offer showers there. So that's a nice west side location. And then on the east side, we have two programs, both kind of staffed the same way. One is called Insiders One, and that's for 30 people a day again, but it's here at our facility at 2900 Curry Lane, which has a lot more other services involved with it. So we can offer, we have an RN who is here on a full-time basis. We have therapies here if somebody would need physical therapy, occupational therapy, or speech therapy. We have whirlpool bathing. We have the hair care and all those other ancillary services. So depending on what the person might need, they might want to come here to our larger location. Then at the same building, we have a smaller group, which we call Insiders 2, which is for up to 12 people a day. Again, it's kind of staffed in the same manner, but it's a little different setting, smaller setting, and a little more intimate, less people involved, so it's kind of nice for somebody that likes a smaller group setting.
So a person has a choice in this. I'm wondering, is there a waiting list to get into your organization and maybe other daycares? Do you know anything about that? Is it
for us, we do have a waiting list for the Insiders 2 program, which is our smallest program. That's the 12 people per day. We do have people waiting to get in there. But the other two programs, we do have openings. And so if people are interested, they can give us a call. Across the state, I've heard of a few places that have had waiting lists. But with adult day services, you do have a certain amount of turnover in your program. People might get ill for a while and can't come in, or maybe someone does go to a nursing home. So even though we average about 2.5 years per person, there's like a constant turnover. I think this last year we added 70-some people, and we lost 50-some people during that turnover. So
gotcha. And let's go to Kyle in Milwaukee. Kyle, hello.
Hello. Thank you for the work that you do. I tuned into the call late, and I have a situation with a mother who's been diagnosed as sort of heading towards dementia, but I've explored adult daycare programs in the Madison area, and my question or concern is just that my parent is not all too participative in wanting to go. Do you have any suggestions for motivating and ensuring that the older person or the parent sees value in these daycare services?
Well, I can give you a couple suggestions. Probably number one is making the daycare center aware of what she really likes and what her interests are so that they can gear the programming to her and make sure that it's something she would enjoy doing. As far as developing that routine, which we talked about, trying to make sure that you're consistent in you know, if you decide you're going to try it, let's try it a couple days in a row. Would be a couple of different things we could suggest. Can you tell me a little bit more about her?
I wish we could, but we're out of time.
Oh, sorry.
Unfortunately. And again, for people to find out more, the WADSA, WADSA.org is a good place for people to go here in Wisconsin, or nationally, NADSA, NADSA.org. The other place to go sort of on a national scale. Diana, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure. You do wonderful work, and we appreciate you being with us today to talk about adult daycare programs in Wisconsin. Thanks again. Tomorrow, Scott Craven joins us. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store.